This week's parasha, Parshas Vayakel, Pekudei, Parah. It's funny. I asked my kids. I said, "There's two parshas this week." They said, "No, there's three parshas this week." So I said, "Parah." I mean, obviously we call it Parshas Parah, but again, it's two full parshas in Parshas Parah. So I said, "Three parshas this week." One of the most common phrases in Parshas Pekudei is "Kichol Asher Tziva Oso Kein Asa," right? That really symbolizes and expresses and tells us that Moshe did not veer from the instructions that he was given. As it says, we just mentioned, Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe, Kasher Hashem is Moshe. Just talking about the Big Day Korah and the erecting of the Mishkan. You see from here the importance of following the rules and what Moshe Rabbeinu did. And the Alter from Kelm in Chochma Musar Chelik Beis Maimon Resh Pevav speaks about this at great length, and he says that right. This is why we have Baltoisim Baltigra. You can't add, you can't subtract. You got to follow the rules. If you don't follow the rules, you're not going to get the right results. And the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph says that to be a pagam in the mizbeach even kuchut asayra, so it wouldn't have the kedusha, and you wouldn't have all the nisim. Because you have to follow instructions. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. And you see also, alternatively, the other is also true, unfortunately, that in Parshas Chukas, which we don't read at part of Parshas Parah, where we know Moshe hit the rock instead of talk to the rock. So Rashi tells us that had he not hit the rock, he would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, and potentially there would be no Golos, and no churban beis hamikdash. So you see, if you veer from the direction, the instructions that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you, so then there's going to be calamity. Things are not going to work out the way they're supposed to. And he goes on. The Alter from Kelm goes on to elaborate and say that so too in life, a person has to be organized. There's a famous story about a rav who came to visit his son in yeshiva, and he saw that his dorm room was organized and clean and neat, so he knew that he's doing well. And in terms of Shmiras Hastarim in Maimon Reish Ches, Alter from Kelm discusses, he says, Dibarnu al inyan haseder kama godel, how important it is, al shiklal adam v'chol protov lo yuchlu lichos af rega, li Shmiras haseder. You can't live with confusion and being unorganized and being chaotic. It's not going to work. V'she'enu v'snayag al pi haseder harei chosu lo hakol. A person's not organized, a person doesn't have a schedule, then a person's going to certainly stumble. Now, going into Bein HaZmanim, going into leaving yeshiva, you know, some of you will be zochah to continue on yeshiva, others not. But I can't, and we cannot discuss the importance of having a structured ruchnis, or a structured day, a structured schedule. Well, certainly during Ben Hazmanim, if it's haphazard, a person, right, idleness leads to sin. It's not a good thing. A person's not organized. A person needs to know when going. Of course, everybody here is going to daven. Everybody's going to learn. But the question is, how it's structured. If it's structured properly, if you have chavrusas, if you know the times that you're there, that you're supposed to be learning, so then you'll be able to not just survive Ben Hazmanim, where you're exit from yeshiva, you'll be able to thrive, mamish. And we know, I was just saying over the Gemara, it tells us in Pogba Manuvel Zeh, right, if this disgusting creature called Yetzer meets you and starts up with you, so what do you do? Mashchel Beis Medrash. The person has to just run to the Beis Medrash. Don't be idle. Don't hang out. You know, of course, stay at home. Help at home. There's no question about it. Help at home. But don't stay at home doing nothing. Staying at home doing nothing is going to be is a recipe for disaster. And this is one of the lessons. Right, take that little. This is one of the lessons of the Mishkan and Moshe's implementation. Follow the rules and be organized and on top of things. That's part one. Part two is that Shlomo Levinstein, his sefer, brings down from Rav Pardo, and from a sefer Moshe Hayaroa, that he apparently ran a girls' school of some sort, and he used to preach very much so about the importance of being meticulous, about doing things right and doing things properly, and I think he's the one who wrote down the following ha'aris, that we see that if a person that everything is down to the most minute detail. Right, you can have a situation Erev Shabbos versus right after Shabbos. You can light a match right before Shabbos, and you're totally fine. You light a match right after Shabbos, you have skila. It's mamash a hair's breadth of a difference between those two things. In terms of the Hilchos Shechita, Chulin Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, right? You, if you don't fully shech the konet, the windpipe, so then it's not going to be good. Then it's going to be an avela, right? Same thing by a mikveh, right? If it's off by a slight amount, it's not going to be kosher. The whole tefillah is not going to be kosher. Also by the base of Mikdash, the difference between machla levi and machla shechina is millimeters, mamish. And if somebody's getting married, now obviously marriage leads to chiyuv misa mamish. If you don't say right in kedushas, you don't say the words properly, right? They don't, for whatever reason, the kedushas is not chal. Kedushas is not chal. Mamish can mean the difference between life and death. So you see from here that a person has to be meticulous about everything he's doing, down to the most minute detail. It comes in terms of halacha in a global sense, but it comes into a person's life. A person's not meticulous about what he's doing, he's not going to be successful. He's not going to do it right. So the quote here from this story is that this rabbi Moshe Pardo, he made Shana Tova cards for supporters of his school, and he asked the girls to make a nice card and like to put a gold bow on it. And he said that half the girls did perfectly and beautifully, and it was a tremendous kavod for the people that they were sending it to. But half of them didn't do it. And he said the following line. He said, Be'erech ein erech, which in Hebrew means, if it's, you know, basically nice, then it has no value. The person does something, you should do it right. And then he quoted a story about a friend who, I guess, had some sort of ailments. And his physical ailments wouldn't bother him so much. But all of a sudden, he had one ailment that really bothered him. He said, what's the chat? Why does this ailment bother you? Because it was his heart. You know, if the heart is not functioning properly, it's supposed to function straight for 120 years. And if it's slightly off, it's not going to work. So too, that's our ruchnius. The ruchnius can't. We have to be able to be to be meticulous and to be cognizant of any impediments, any pigam in our avodas Hashem, because we, you know, the slightest crack of the lack of slightest crack of lack of attention to detail and not focusing can have catastrophic results. And I think this is something that a person really can is a lesson what Moshe Rabbeinu did with the Mishkan, where he followed the rules, and ultimately we have the Shechina came down to the Mishkan. Is certainly a life lesson. We know that we're building a Mikdash Ma'at, and we know and it's that this shouldn't be intimidating. This shouldn't be, you know, scary, because as I've always said, and it's Pashut, right? If you do the right thing, it's going to be good for you. You're not going to do that. And we're not telling you to be neurotic about serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem knows what he's doing. He tells you, listen, just follow the rules. That's all we have to do. But the question is, but the challenge obviously is, and I mentioned this yesterday in my afternoon cheer, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, listen, it's not going to be a walk in the park. It's not going to be like the varsity team playing in the second grade team, which is a joke, which A, doesn't feel good, and B, it's not valuable. It's going to be hard, because Barasi Yitzhahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Kodesh Baruch Hu himself created the Yitzhahara. He knows he's going to, and like I said last week at the Purim Suda, right? We will all be challenged. As the Gemara in Kedushin says, Tseifu Rosh L'tzadik M'vakash L'mitzo. The Yitzhahara wants to kill you. The Yitzhahara does not want you to be successful. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him that opportunity, because that's good for you. He's Barasi Yitzhahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. He created the Torah as the antidote. If a person learns the Torah, of course, and follows the Torah properly, so then you're going to be flying high. And I think this is the idea. Moshe Rabbeinu followed all the rules. So he was able to build the Mishkan. If we follow the rules, and they're not that hard to figure out. If you have a suffix, you're not sure what the rules are, you can ask your Rebbeim, you can look in Svarim. It's not so complicated to a certain degree. And it really boils down to the bottom line that I was saying yesterday in afternoon cheer. Is your value system? What do you want to be? Is your goal in life to be an Eved Hashem, to do all the right things? If your goal in life is to do all the right things, so even if they throw some, you know, curveballs and some challenges at you, but if you're driven and you're motivated and your goal is to do all the right things, then the only question is, like the Maseilas Sharm says, like, what's right, what's wrong? Sometimes it can get confusing. What's right, what's wrong? Or sometimes you don't even think because you're so confused, you're so busy, you're so distracted, you're so unorganized that you don't have the time or the capacity to understand what's right and what's wrong. But if a person A knows what he wants to do, he wants to be an Eved Hashem, he wants to be a Ben Torah, and B he knows what option A represents, what option B represents in front of him, so then you make all the right decisions. But it has to be intellectually clear to you what you want to do and what things are. Because what happens? Unfortunately, Rachman Litzlan, so many people, they're in yeshiva, they're gvaldik, and then they stumble. I'm not saying, and yes, there is Yetzirah. There's no question about it. But the Yetzirah is achievable. As the Gemara Tzukah that we've mentioned many a time says, that everybody cries, both the Rishonim and Tzaddikim cry after they see the Yetzirah, after 120, and the Rishonim cry because it was nothing. Ah, they could have done it. And the Tzaddikim cry because it's a huge thick rope. And they can't believe they accomplished it. You got everybody has the Kaddish Baruch Hu gives us the tools to overcome all of our challenges. There's no question about it. Some have greater challenges than others, but we have the tools. And all we have to do is be driven to do the right thing. And follow Moshe Rabbeinu's lead. Just follow the rules. Don't add, don't subtract, don't make me own. I rationalize I should hang out with that person because I'm gonna do kiruv on him and then I need a break, so I'm going to sit down and watch this. Because I need a break. Okay, so speak it out with somebody who you trust, like the Mesias Sharm that's been quoted many times at the maze and the whole business. Speak to friends who you feel like have a clarity of life, or Rebbeim who also have experience, and just know that you're going to be biased. You say, oh yeah, it's not a big deal. No, if you're driven and you know the right things, just don't veer away from your goals. And Be'ez Hashem, you'll be matzich in that way. I also opened this morning Alim Shabbat to Parshas Vayakal, to the first story that the Zilberstein quoted. And I thought maybe we can tie this in as well. It's a story. I think it is a well-known story. I think I have heard it before, but I haven't. I didn't hear it recently. So Rishon Lubavitcher says over this story, and the story comes from Rebbetzin Greinemann. And Rebbetzin Greinemann was the sister of the Chazon Ish and the sister of the stipler's wife. Now, when the stipler was dating his wife, he told her over the following story, that he was drafted into the Russian army. This is the more famous story about the Russian army, also that there's two more famous stories about dating in the Russian army. The dating story is about the shatnez on the train, and the Russian army is, the coat on the coat on the tree on Shabbos. But this is a little bit less well-known, this story, I think. But it does ring a bell. That when he was inducted into the Russian army the first week, he went to his commanders and he said the following word: whatever will be, I'm not breaking Shabbos. I said, first of all, for talking so harshly, we should kill you, whatever, something harsh. But, fine, we'll let you keep the Shabbos on one condition. And this officer had a very, mischievous, mean smirk on his face. And he says, listen, no problem, you can keep Shabbos, but you have to walk through a row of Cossacks, big, burly Cossack soldiers, and they're all out to hit you with their guns and hit you on the head as hard as they want. And he said, fine. If you can be able to keep the Shabbos, no problem. So sure enough, that's what happened. They obviously, these soldiers were very excited. They can bash a Jewish person, in his head, over his head. And all the Jews were scared for him. Stipler, no problem. He did it. He was Mukhan, and that's what he did. And they really gave him tremendous blows on his head, each one. And Reb Chaim Kalevsky is telling over this story to his, the woman he's dating, his future wife. And he turns to her and he says, listen, do you understand how great I felt during that time when I was being beaten and hit over the head as I was walking through this row of Cossacks? Those minutes that I passed through these rows of soldiers, they were so wondrous, and they felt they were a pleasure, they were a delight, a spiritual delight. Why? Because these blows were given down to me because I wanted to keep the Shabbos. Can you imagine? They were physically harmful, but emotionally, but spiritually, he felt on top of the world. And says the disciple to his future wife, he says, listen, I told this over to many of my friends about how excited and how great I felt to be able to endure such a difficult few minutes for the sake of Shabbos. And I asked them, do you guys understand the pleasure that I felt? And it seems as though they didn't necessarily, weren't able to feel the same pleasure he did. They weren't able to feel it. And then he turns to her and says, do you feel it? do you feel my pleasure? I guess she obviously did. Yeah, and she said yes. And obviously, that's why they got married. And obviously, she felt that she was on that level of ruchnius, that she felt the excitement of what it means to go through a physical challenge like that for the sake of Shabbos. And I happened to read this story, Stam, because I was looking for something, but I think it really ties into what we said before. When a person follows the rules, oftentimes you're going to go back home, you're going to go wherever you are, you're going to go to Davin, you're going to go to learn, and you're going to say, okay, I'm doing the right thing, but you know what? There won't be a marching band saying, you're doing great. There won't be a marching band, you're a hero. But you know what? You're a hero. I think that's the pshat in this story about the stipend and his argosha, right? One would say, oy, Gavaldi, this is what they did to you for Shabbos. Oy, you got beaten up. You know, let's bandage you up. That's not the pshat. When a person goes ahead and does the right thing, you're going to leave this yeshiva, and you're going to do the right thing. Often I'm like, oh, you're missing out. Oh, you're learning all morning. Oh, you know what we did? Like, it's pum fakert. You're not missing out. We shouldn't look at the stipler's head and say, oh, we pity you. Wow, how'd you endure it? No. There has to be a certain excitement internally. And again, that's part of the nisayon of life. The nisayon of life is when you truth. I once heard from Orlik, Mashkiach in Torah, or he said, like, after somebody learns a line of Tosis, they should do a dance. After learning a line of Gemara, you should do a dance. You chazered an element of Gemara when everybody else is telling you to do something else? You should make a party. That's the challenge. And we know, of course, the stipler himself says, in terms of the avera that many young men are involved in, when a person is moneh himself from seeing things and doing wrong things, your mamash, you're a hero. You don't see it, but in Shemayim, mamash, they're singing your praises. And I think that's something that a person has to take with him when he leaves yeshiva. You are mamash, when you go ahead and you do all the right, you make all the right moves, you follow Moshe Rabbeinu's lead, and you do everything to the T, you're meticulous. You should know in Shemayim, they're mamash singing your praises. And you do the same with this type of felt, wow, I'm doing this for the sake of Shabbos. You should walk through life doing the right thing, saying, wow, I am a prince. I'm mamash, I'm like this with Hashem. Hashem is so in love with me. I mean, He loves you even if you're doing your affairs. But if you're doing all the mitzvahs, it's mamash, you're building that bond with Him. You're doing all the right things. And if a person really internalizes that yisod, that when you go around this world and you do make all the right moves, you learn what you daven. You daven properly, you learn properly, you do everything right, you're doing amazing. And try as best as you can not to veer from the instruction book. You have an instruction manual. Moshe Rabbeinu had an instruction manual for the Mishkan, and we have an instruction manual for life. If we want to reach those levels of Mikdash Ma'at, just follow the rules and know that every time you make that right move, your mamish building your Mishkan. And it's so important. If Chas V'Shalom, I said this yesterday, Chas V'Shalom, you stumble here and there, it's not a problem. Shevi Yipol Tzadav Yikom, and the way to become a Tzadav is to fall and get back up again. Just keep on plugging, and remember, if you want to be an Eved Hashem, if that's your only goal in life, to be an Eved Hashem, to do the Ratzon Hashem, you will be successful, no matter what. And what does that mean? Making all the right moves, and if you mess up, don't worry about it, get back up, and do better next time. Have a great Shabbos.